Now that the Lance Armstrong saga is off the front page, let's have a look at cycling, perhaps as it affects the general public. There was an interesting article in the New York Times where the correspondent had been to Paris, and she noted that she was able to hire a bike from a bike share facility and pedal around the streets of Paris and the River Seine, but do so without having to wear a helmet. The same thing would not be possible in the United States or indeed in Australia. A government paper in Australia is lamenting that 8 out of 10 trips are done by car and what can be done to encourage people to use a bicycle. Compulsory helmet laws were introduced in not all but some countries on the basis of reducing head injuries. Now, if it's making a major difference, you would expect that countries such as France and Ireland, where helmets are not compulsory, would have a significantly higher rate of head injuries than countries like Australia and America, where helmets are compulsory. This is not the case. A bike share program in Ireland is getting about 5,000 users per day. A bike share program in Melbourne, Australia is getting about 150 users per day. The difference being that in Ireland you don't have to have a helmet and in Australia you do. Now, if you're riding as fast as Lance Armstrong or riding competitively, then yes, I would think it is important to wear a helmet. If you're going out for a gentle cycle around the streets to see the sights as a tourist, or even if you are a shopper and you want to pedal around your own city, then the likelihood of coming off your bike is not zero, but it's not very high. Because force equals mass times acceleration, even if you do come off, if you're not going that fast, your chances of serious injury are also not that great. So whilst these laws have been introduced on the basis of improving health, the likelihood is that by discouraging people from using cycles, and particularly with this notion of bike sharing, which makes it easier for people to use a bike, it's probably having the reverse effect and contributing to obesity and lack of fitness by discouraging people from riding a bicycle. This is an issue that needs to be reviewed. I, for one, feel that compulsory helmet laws have had adverse rather than beneficial effects. The reasons for this are fairly evident when one looks at differences between countries. It's time for a review of what are essentially counterproductive laws.